Lots of NBA players are signing autographs these days at the bottoms of great big new contracts. Some free agents have stuck with their current teams, as Anthony Davis has in New Orleans, to the tune of $145 million for a 5-year extension. Others are flirting with lots of potential employers. As NBA teams court top-flight free agents, they often skip the hard sell and the soft sell in favor of the over-the-top razzle-dazzle sell. Arash Markazi has written about the most memorable sales pitches for ESPN.com. Let's start with the courtship of LeBron James back in 2010. First, what did Cleveland do to try to keep James?
LeBron James's favorite cartoon is The Family Guy. So they created a cartoon basically with a lot of inside jokes and really pulling at the heartstrings of LeBron James as if to say, listen, you're from here, you know us, we know your friends, you get these inside jokes. But it was interesting. At that point in LeBron James's career, he was not looking for that. He was looking at something new. Pat Riley came in. Now, Pat Riley won a championship as a player with the Lakers. He won 5 championships as a coach with the Lakers, and he won another championship with the Heat. And he laid all the 7 championship rings across the table from LeBron James. And he said, you come to Miami, LeBron, and you could build your own collection. Mm. And that convinced him, well, I'm going to go to Miami.
Dwight Howard became a free agent in 2013 after spending one season with the Lakers. The team put up billboards all around Los Angeles urging him to stay, but the Dallas Mavericks played to Howard's love of Superman, and they made a video, a cartoon, depicting Howard coming to Earth from another planet to win NBA championships. How is it possible he didn't sign with Dallas?
For LeBron James, 5 teams came to him. The same was the case with Dwight Howard, where Mark Cuban said, you could be Superman here with the Mavericks. You can win championships, build your brand. Dwight Howard's 1 year in Los Angeles was so bad. From all accounts, that meeting was the most contentious of them all because they basically said how much they did not like playing with each other, how much that one season was not good. So despite all the billboards throughout Los Angeles, there was really no chance Dwight Howard was going to stay with the Lakers. And listen, I think the Mavericks were in contention, but at the end of the day, he went to Houston.
Back in 1999, then Dallas coach and general manager Don Nelson arranged for free agent Gary Trent and his family to stay at Nelson's vacation home in Hawaii. About the same time, the Sacramento Kings sent several players on an expenses-paid trip to Las Vegas, perhaps hoping they'd go broke and have to sign with the team that sent them. I don't know. Anyway, both those teams were fined. I guess team executives know they have to be a little more careful these days.
Exactly. And I think that's why you have this new setup where teams travel to the agency. So, for example, with LeBron James, they traveled to Cleveland. And in Dwight Howard's case, they traveled in Los Angeles. It is awkward, though, because some of these meetings run long. And in the case of LeBron James in 2010, the Brooklyn Nets and the New York Knicks crossed paths, one walking into the meeting, one walking out of the meeting.
It seems hard to believe now, but there was a time when Spurs big man Tim Duncan considered leaving San Antonio. This was back in 2000 when, as you write, he had yet to become as synonymous with the city as the Alamo and the Riverwalk. Tell us about the Orlando Magic sales pitch.
Yes, at that point, Tim Duncan was 24. He's coming off his 3rd season with the Spurs. They really went after Tim Duncan hard. They flew him and his wife on a private plane to Orlando, took him golfing with Tiger Woods. Dr. J was working with the Magic at that point. He talked to him. They wined him and dined him to the point that Greg Popovich really got the sense that he was gone. Popovich convinced him to stay, although Tim Duncan told Greg Popovich, there's no beaches in San Antonio, to which Popovich responded, there's no beaches in Orlando either.
Arash Markazi wrote about the most memorable NBA free agent sales pitches for ESPN.com. Arash, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.